Hello again. This is the old, old Good Morning Man with program 27 of a 260 program series on things that happened in Henderson County and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years, roughly where Fitz left off. Radio and television stations throughout my 50 years have been required to do an ascertainment of community needs. It's a continuing process, never ends. And based on the experiences we've had, I could overlay our findings for any planning board in the nation and tell you the primary concerns of people, whether they live here, Albuquerque, New York, wherever. They vary in order from time to time, but it's always education, jobs, security through efficient and fair police forces. Always, they're the top three. Makes no difference. And the series we're wrapping up on education justified more than a single program or two, and our final chapter on this in a minute. For these programs on education, in addition to my own sources, I've had visits with Glenn Marlowe, Hugh Randall, Tom Osborne, Pat Whitmire, John Marrable, and many, many others. Yesterday I was talking about how teaching ran in families, the Griffins, the Pryors, the Whitmires, the Fosters. Another insight, however, was the strong influence of athletics in the lives of so many young people from Henderson County. My own memory goes back, way back, to the year Mitch Taylor and Ed Scheitel were on the same Edneyville Yellow Jacket team. Odell Griffin was also on that team of 1937-38. Ed Scheitel would go on to make the starting lineup of the University of North Carolina Tar Heels and was nominated for All-American. Ed Scheitel died in a field hospital on an island in the Pacific 1 week before his son was born. Bill Wilson was also an Edneyville graduate. He played in industrial leagues such as Champion YMCA for a number of years. Bill would have loved the three-point rule, which didn't exist in that era, because Bill could hit 50% of his shots from the center line. Coach and principal Turner Cathy produced many great basketball players, and even after Cathy left, such great athletes came out of Edneyville as Harris Pryor, who played for Western Carolina, the great Western Carolina quarterback Donald Dalton, and the only professional baseball player, Odell Griffin. But the most amazing group of athletes were members of the 1948 and 49 Hendersonville High School Bearcat basketball team. They won consecutive state championships in 1948 and 49, and that team consisted of Boyce Blondie Whitmire, who played at Western Carolina. There were John McGraw and Tommy McCulloch, who were in the starting lineup down at Clemson. Ed Morgan, who was on the basketball team, but also won a scholarship to the University of Tennessee as a wingback for the Volunteers. Tommy Osborne was a member of the 1953 Bearcat team, which also won a state championship. They had three state championships in 5 years, from 48 to 53, coached by Ted Carter. Bud Hunter played basketball and football for Davidson. Sandy Kenny was quarterback for the University of North Carolina Tar Heels and was on the coaching staff there for a number of years. The great Bob Elliott, captain of the Bearcats team in 1956, was a star fullback for Carolina. His daddy, Charlie Elliott, had also played at Western. Willard Bennett Jr. from Hendersonville played basketball for NC State. Sam Galloway was in the Auburn starting football lineup in the 50s. Donnie Heilig played quarterback for the Clemson Tigers. And another of the Whitmire boys, Pat, played for Wake Forest when it was really in the little town of Wake Forest outside of Raleigh. Tommy Williams, who would later coach at East High, also played for Western Carolina. Dan Waddell was quarterback for Eastern Carolina University. And a footnote to Mitch Taylor. Mitch graduated in 1938, so you can quickly figure out how long he's been a sports fanatic. And I say that because he followed the great University of Kentucky Wildcats during their invincible years in the late 30s. And he then established a precedent of going to at least one Kentucky basketball game at Lexington every year, and that's been going on since 1939. Mitch tells me he's already been to one Kentucky game at Lexington. That was in December, and he says he may go back again before the season ends. Boy, what a fan. I like to recall these people who had the talent and put forth the effort to achieve these accomplishments. Many other counties may have had the same ratio of people who turned out to be great athletes. I never felt so. I've always bragged about the accomplishments of the old Edneyville graduates, my alma mater. Prior to 1943, we only went to school out there 8 months out of the year and only through the 11th grade. But the number of doctors and lawyers and educators sort of boggles the mind. And I'm sure the records will show the same thing happened in the other schools of the county. In fact, tomorrow, I want to share with you the stories of the lives of some of those people, like Arnold Kimsey King, who was the father of the Greater University of North Carolina system, Charles Morrow III, who was provost at UNC, Jack Reese, president of the University of Tennessee, Bill Pierce, atop the heap at Rawlins in Florida, and even Leonard Victor Huggins, who was head cheerleader at Carolina in the 20s. He wrote the Carolina Fight Song, which is still sung at every sporting event. He chose Ramesses as the school mascot and wrote a book, which is now a collector's item, Anecdotes. More memories flowing from the mind and yellow pages of my notebooks. This, the seventh child of a seventh child, who was lucky enough to be born here, had the good sense never to leave, and who's had a job doing what he loved all his life. Sursum corda as we start the next 50 years.